2024 International Thanksgiving Blending Conference. Week 3. Day 5. Morning Nourishment. 1 Peter 2:5. You yourselves also are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. 9. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people acquired for a possession, so that you may tell out the virtues of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. In 1 Peter 2:5, spiritual denotes the capacity of the divine life to live and grow, holy, the capacity of the divine nature to separate and sanctify. The house of God subsists mainly by the divine life, hence, it is spiritual. The priesthood subsists mainly by the divine nature, hence, it is holy. The coordinated body of priests is the built-up spiritual house. Although Peter did not address his two epistles to the church or use the term church in verse 5 in stressing the corporate life of the believers, he did use the terms spiritual house and holy priesthood to indicate the church life. It is not the spiritual life lived in an individualistic way but the spiritual life lived in a corporate way that can fulfill God's purpose and satisfy His desire. He wants a spiritual house for His dwelling, a priestly body, a priesthood, for His service. This service issues from the three vital steps in the spiritual life, being born anew, growing in life by being nourished with Christ, and being built up with the believers. Today's reading. Spiritual house and holy priesthood are synonymous terms. The spiritual house is for God's dwelling, and the holy priesthood is for God's service. According to 1 Peter 2:5, the building up of a spiritual house into a holy priesthood is for a particular function. Here we see that Jesus Christ is the channel through which the spiritual sacrifices are offered to God. Furthermore, what is offered to God must be something of Christ. The spiritual sacrifices that the believers offer in the New Testament age according to God's economy are 1. Christ as the reality of all the sacrifices of the Old Testament types, such as the burnt offering, meal offering, peace offering, sin offering, and trespass offering. 2. The sinners saved by our gospel preaching, offered as members of Christ, and 3. Our body, our praises, and the things that we do for God. In 1 Peter 2:9, race, priesthood, nation, and people are all collective nouns, referring to the believers corporately. As a race, we, the believers, are chosen, as a priesthood, a body of priests, we are royal, kingly, as a nation, we are holy, as a people, we are God's possession, a possession particularly acquired and owned by God as His treasure. Chosen race denotes our lineage from God, royal priesthood, our service to God, holy nation, our being a community for God, and people acquired for a possession, our preciousness to God. These are all in a corporate sense. Hence, we need to be built together. As a chosen race, we have our source in God. We are also a royal priesthood. Royal denotes the status of our priesthood, which is kingly, like that of Christ the King, our High Priest, typified by Melchizedek. We are also a holy nation and a people acquired for a possession. Holy denotes the nature of the nation. The Greek words rendered a people acquired for a possession are an equivalent to a Hebrew expression that implies a particular treasure. In Titus 2:14, Paul speaks of a particular people as his unique possession. This is an expression borrowed from the Old Testament, and it denotes a people privately possessed by God as his unique, peculiar treasure, his own possession. First, we are a chosen race, then a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a people acquired for a possession. As God's particular treasure, we are his people who are precious to him. This is the end of today's morning revival.